Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Deborah Grawk. A new analysis has predicted the coalition will experience its worst result in nearly 80 years in Saturday's election. The YouGov modelling points to the coalition losing 11 seats to drop to 47 seats, though opposition leader Peter Dutton says he believes they can win.
How are you feeling? Do you need a miracle to win?
Well, I feel confident. I feel good about where our candidates are, and we've selected some amazing people, and they have done more work. They're more connected with their local electorates, and that's why I think you'll see a lot of surprises seat by seat.
The analysis also points to an 84-seat win for Labor, well above the 76 needed for an outright majority. But the Prime Minister says he puts no faith in polling since Labor's 2019 shock defeat to the Scott Morrison-led coalition in defiance of predictions.
We take nothing for granted. No Prime Minister has been re-elected in this country having served a full term since 2004. We have a mountain to climb.
Former US Vice President Kamala Harris has given her first major post-election speech, eviscerating Donald Trump in a presentation to the 20th anniversary gala for Emerge America. Harris has described Donald Trump's actions over the past 100 days as a high-velocity event that's been decades in the making. The defeated Democratic presidential candidate has told supporters the last 3 months a part of a plan by conservatives to change the face of government in America.
An agenda to slash public education. An agenda to shrink government and then privatize its services. All while giving tax breaks to the wealthiest among us. By the way, an agenda that is not lowering costs. Not making life more affordable, and not what they promised.
A speeding passenger bus has slammed into a row of vehicles lined up at a highway toll booth in the northern Philippines, killing 10 people, including children. More than two dozen others have been injured in the multi-vehicle collision in Tarlac City, north of Manila. The bus driver has been taken into custody. He's reportedly told investigators that he fell asleep at the wheel shortly before the accident. The Greens have rejected a proposal to penalise what the opposition has called vexatious cultural heritage claims if the coalition wins Saturday's election. Coalition Indigenous Affairs spokesperson Jacinta Price has told Sky News she wants a national register of interest for cultural heritage and to penalise claims considered frivolous. But Green Senator Dorinda Cox says there is no merit to the idea. The senator has told NITV her party intends to advocate for truth and treaty during the next parliament.
We want to make sure that everybody, especially mob in this country, know that we are committed to truth and justice. And the only way that we're going to stop the misinformation of all of the stuff that's currently happening in the culture wars that are being stoked by the coalition are absolutely about truth telling. It is this particular time we absolutely need truth telling. And when then we move on to agreement making, to treaties in this country, so that we can have peace, we can have healing, and most of all we can have First Nations justice.
Officials have confirmed there is currently a shortage of some medications used to treat ADHD. The Therapeutic Goods Administration has identified several brands as being impacted. The regulator has approved a supply of overseas registered Concerta tablets to reduce the impact of shortages, but it says the shortage could last until the end of the year, forcing more than a million Australians to pay more for substitutes. An exhibition featuring the world-famous terracotta warriors is being brought to Australia next month. More than 225 Chinese artefacts, including the warriors, will be hosted in June at the WA Museum Bulabadip in conjunction with the Shanxi Cultural Heritage Promotion Centre and the Emperor Qinshi Huang Mausoleum Museum. It's understood most of the objects have never been seen in Australia before. Nearly half have never left China, and some of the more recently excavated pieces have never been on public display. I'm Deborah Grawk. This is SBS News in Easy English.